Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at visionaware.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are pleased to welcome back to our podcast coverage Derek Bovey, the technical product manager for AI Squared. And here to talk about the latest with AI Squared, including site cues and latest with Zoom Text. Derek, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, JJ.
So, of course, a lot has changed in the last year with Zoom Text. Last year, you released your Mac product, and of course, there's been updates for that. So, why don't you talk about a little bit what's been going on lately?
Sure. So, we released Zoom Text Mac last January at the ATIA conference. Magnification only at that time, and now we're working on a number of new speech features for the product. We definitely recognize that many of our users have been waiting for those types of features on the platform. So, we're introducing three new features. One is called Focus Echo, which is similar to Program Echo with Zoom Text for Windows.
Okay.
Basically, wherever you are on screen, if you're tabbing through controls, or you're going through menus, opening applications, it'll read to you what item you're currently on or your window title. So some basic speech feedback. We're not looking to compete or reinvent VoiceOver, but just provide the basic and most essential speech features that our users need.
What is the point of having speech features when you already have VoiceOver? How does this differ?
That's a good point. So if you think about Zoom Text versus, you know, a screen reader,
right,
there's more that a screen reader is going to say. And most of our users just want a certain amount of speech read back to them. It's kind of the same idea. We don't have to provide, you know, the nth level of description as far as speech goes on the platform. Let's do similar to what we do on the PC side and give them the most, what we think is the most pertinent information of on-screen information on screen.
Okay. So you mentioned the Focus Echo, and what are the other two?
Yep. Another feature is Mouse Echo. So many people are already familiar with the concept. You use your mouse as a pointing device, point it to text, and it will read the text that's underneath the mouse pointer.
Mm-hmm.
So very similar functionality that you've seen in Zoom Text over the years. And the last new feature is called Web Reading. And this one is pretty revolutionary, at least for us. So we recognize that one of the biggest problems for our users is reading text on the web. You've got an article, and you want to read the article information, but there's ads, there's
right.
tabs, there's tons of extraneous information on screen. So what the Web Reader does is it will parse all the information on the web page you're on and start reading from the actual title of the article. So just strip the important information from the page and start reading it back to you.
Now, of course, that's going to, you know, depend on the website, how well that works, right? Is there certain triggers that it looks for, you know, as far as ARIA landmarks or headings or things like that, or how does it detect the main?
Yeah, as far as specifics, I don't have any details as far as how the engine works or what mm-hmm. it's looking for.
Right.
But it's pretty sophisticated. In stripping out information that's not pertinent to where the article is. So worst case scenario, it's just going to start in the top left of the page, just like if you started any other reading tool on the web. The good news about Web Reader is that it's not only for web content. You can read any text from the clipboard or any text you've selected with your keyboard or mouse. So it's not precluded to just content on the web. You can use it elsewhere as well.
Is there some similarities here between that and the app reader or doc reader on Windows?
Yes, very, very similar in the look and feel to doc reader. So it has a full screen or a windowed interface, high contrast colors, sentence and word highlighting. You can customize your text size, the colors of any of the highlights, control the playback of it, you know, advanced by sentence, paragraph, word, so on and so forth.
So, assumedly, if you're going to use Zoom Text for Mac, you would not have VoiceOver enabled at the same time, or?
Yeah, you know, I guess it depends on the individual, you know, because you could use VoiceOver for your screen reading and turn off the other speech in Zoom Text and just use Web Reader for documents or web content.
Sure.
So, I guess it depends on what the user needs in terms of speech. But again, our whole idea is to provide essential speech features, not reinvent VoiceOver, because there's existing functionality there that's very good on the platform.
Which voice are you using for the speech?
It's just going to use whatever the built-in assigned system voice is. So by default, you're going to get Alex, but on the Mac platform, you can download many other human-sounding voices for free.
Okay, so it will integrate with the existing voice infrastructure that's already on your Mac.
Exactly right, yep.
Are these updates free, or is it a paid update?
Free update for existing ZoomText Mac users. Once we release these speech features, we will likely raise the price of the product.
Okay.
But if you already own ZoomText Mac, you're going to get it as a free update. There will be no upgrade cost associated with it.
Is it going to be like Windows where you're going to have two different flavors, one with speech, one without, or you're going to just have one
version?
Okay. Yep. And the price currently, or is, you said it's, it might be going up a little bit? Or?
Yep. Currently, it's $299. If you already own ZoomText, we give you a significant discount. It's $149 for existing ZoomText for Windows users.
Okay.
So, like I said, the price will likely go up once we release those speech features.
When are you anticipating that's going to happen?
We're looking at, I'm going to say late April, early May. So by the end of the spring is what we're targeting.
Do you know what the new price is going to be? Or?
Right now, we're not really sure.
Okay.
But, again, we just want to inform people, hey, if you're interested in it, it might be in your best interest to buy it now.
Sure. I'm sure they appreciate the transparency there.
Yep.
Do you sell the product directly, or are you also selling it through the Mac App Store? Or
We're just selling it directly. There are some... actually, I don't believe we can sell it through the App Store because of how our application behaves in the operating system. So there are some strict regulations in the App Store.
Right.
And so technically, I don't think we can sell it on the App Store.
Okay. There's always just a curiosity as, you know, since there's that infrastructure out there and how companies are using it.
Right.
So, of course, you haven't left the Windows product to just sit there as well. You've been adding some new touchscreen features and a lot of stuff with Windows 8.1.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot on the Windows side, both in ZoomText and our Image Reader product. As far as ZoomText goes, our 10.1 version now supports Windows 8.1. We're working on getting our touchscreen support working in that operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft will be releasing a hotfix in the next few weeks that will address that issue. And then we're also going to be adding Windows 7 support for the ZoomText 10.1 product. So right now, we kind of have two ZoomText versions depending on your OS.
Right, because when 10.1 came out, it was a Windows 8 only product.
Exactly.
It didn't upgrade Windows 7.
Yep. So now we'll be adding Windows 7 support into that so everyone can migrate to that product if they're on Windows 7 or Windows 8. Along with having support for new versions of Office 2013. And we have future plans for adding more features to the 10.1 product as well.
Such as?
Some new dual monitor support. That's one thing that we wanted to... It's not currently in the 10.1 product. We recognize an opportunity to extend some of the functionality that we already have existing in ZoomText 10.0.
You mentioned the Image Reader as well. That was a product that came out about last year, and there's some updates to that.
Yep. We are releasing in the next couple of weeks an international, or excuse me, I should say a multilingual version of ZoomText Image Reader that's going to come with a pack of ZoomText voices. These are all the Vocalizer Expressive Engines. Many, many, many different voices.
Yes.
I forget the exact number. But basically, if you buy the multilingual version, you can put a document, we even have one here at the show, that has different languages in it, snap a picture of it, it'll automatically switch the speech engine to the text that it's reading. So if it's German text, it'll switch to a German synthesizer on the fly as it's reading.
So it'll recognize the language and read in the proper language.
Exactly. And the user can assign what voice they want.
Do you buy all the voices as one package then? Or?
Yep, correct. It will come as part of the multilingual product. And that ZoomText voices pack will also be ported over to ZoomText in the near future.
Okay. So the multilingual edition, as it were, is kind of an add-on and it would be an additional cost as an upgrade?
Right. So the multilingual versions we have in English and a multilingual version of Image Reader. Multilingual will be... a little bit higher in price. I think it's just a $100 difference, I believe, for the multilingual version.
Sure. Any other features for Image Reader to speak of? Is it still mostly a low-vision product? I know it would work for the blind, but...
Yeah. There are a lot of things that are on our roadmap. I mean, right now, we wanted to focus on getting some international language support into the product. We released it, I believe, last March. So many of our users or international users have been wanting, you know, that product localized in their native language. So that's what we're focusing on now. And there are a lot of things coming down the pipe to improve that product. And we're also looking to see if we can extend it onto the Mac platform as well.
Right. A couple months ago at ATIA, you made a big announcement with a product called SiteQues, which is a different approach to providing magnification and access from the server side. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right, so SiteQues is more of a corporate solution for an organization that wants to provide magnification and speech functionality on their website. So anyone visiting their web page would have access to these features. There's no installation required. It's a simple badge that's on the web page that the user can hover their mouse over. It allows magnification and speech. So if the user increases their magnification level to a certain size, speech will automatically turn on, give them some instructions on how to use the product.
Right.
And they can even use the mouse to hover over text, press the space bar key, have it enlarged, and read back to them as well.
So there's no plugins required or anything?
No,
it's a server-side language that's providing all that feedback.
Exactly. Yep. No local installation required. And it's great for any organization that's looking to kind of extend their audience. Maybe there's people that go to their site that don't know about Zoom Text, they don't know about low vision or blind tools. And, you know, if it's a consumer site and, you know, people are trying to check out,
right,
and they have no way of doing it, something like SiteQues can help them, you know, go through that process and do things like that.
Is it more focused on magnification at first and then speech as a secondary,
just like
Zoom Text is? And
Yep. For now, that approach holds true for SiteQues. As far as future product plans, I don't know if functionality will be extended into
right.
the blindness side of things, but it's certainly something we're considering.
Which browsers and platforms does it work with currently?
There are a number of platforms that it works with. Chrome, Safari, Firefox, IE9, and newer. And I believe that's all of them.
So that's pretty much, Windows and Mac, and then what about Safari on the iPhone as well? And
mobile platforms, I believe, is something that they're working on for future versions. But that is on the roadmap.
Speaking from a compliance perspective, is there a concern that companies might think that they could put SiteQues on their website and mm-hmm. then not have to make other accessibility improvements for
right.
those who wouldn't be using SiteQues?
Right, that's a great question. And we're very upfront and honest with them, both in person on our website and in our literature, to inform them that, hey, this does not make you compliant. Okay, you still have to make sure you do your due diligence as far as your web development goes to make sure that your site is accessible to screen readers, to, you know, low vision tools like Zoom Text.
Mm-hmm.
We don't position SiteQues as a compliance solution. It's really, you know, it's really a solution that's not necessarily accessibility. I mean, you're looking at a tool that can appeal to, you know, just people that have aging eyes and wear reading glasses. And they might not know how to use the built-in browser tools, and it's a pain to drag those scroll bars. So SiteQues will automatically pan horizontally as you move the mouse,
mm-hmm.
things like that that make the user experience much, much easier.
Sure. And if one is already using Zoom Text, the SiteQues features just wouldn't be activated? Are they designed to not?
They have to elect to enable SiteQues.
Okay, or even any other magnification
right.
product at all, so
right.
they aren't going to clash.
Yeah, there's not going to be any conflicts, but we are working on better interoperability between the two in terms of turning certain features on or off depending on what the user is already running.
Is there any, if you go across, say, multiple websites that are all using SiteQues, is there any cross preferences between different sites?
Yes, I believe your settings may be stored locally. If you have certain preferences set, like the magnification level, speech on or off, I believe that is stored locally.
Sure. So you mentioned this is more of a corporate solution.
Yeah.
What's the pricing model for this?
Pricing is based on the number of page views. So we sell this as kind of an annual charge or license,
mm-hmm.
And it's based on the number of page views. So if you have a lot of page views, you know, your cost will be higher than someone that's, you know, kind of got a mom-and-pop website. And
what's the low end?
Low end is probably around $1,500 to $2,000 for the year,
okay.
Which is really, really affordable for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it all depends on the number of hits. We're actually offering free website evaluations here at the show. So we'll actually have people come up to the booth, You know, they'll tell us what their site is. We'll do an evaluation and tell them, hey, you can install site queues today. It's a simple installation process that takes no more than a half hour.
Are you pretty much just adding some lines of code on each web page to enable it? Or?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Okay. And then are there certain types of websites that it works better with as far as, you know, certain website designs where that would be more amenable to using site queues?
I'm sure there are. I don't know exactly what those are in terms of the technical requirements there.
Sure.
But I'm sure that there are some that are more you know.
And I guess that's what the evaluation would figure out, too.
Exactly right.
You know, whether the site's going to work well with, you know, in the current capacity of site.
And there may be changes that the web developer needs to make in order for the two to work well, the website and site queues. So, again, that evaluation is all done before we integrate into their site.
All right. If people want to get more information about anything we've talked about, what's the best way to do that?
You can do that by going to AISquared.com. And if you haven't, click on the News tab and then click on the newsletter link. Sign up for our newsletter. You'll be informed on all of our new products, services, our blog, and everything like that. So AISquared.com is where you want to go.
Great. Thanks as always, Derek.
JJ, thank you.
For more exclusive CSUN coverage, visit www.blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains CSUN coverage is presented by the AT Guys, www.atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.